This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Judson Ivey. Judson is the CEO of Ensemble Health Partners, and he and his team have done a remarkable job building one of the leaders in the industry in revenue cycle management over the last decade or so. We'll talk to Judson today about Ensemble, about points of pride, big trends and issues in revenue cycle, what advice Judson has for leaders, and top priorities, and a little bit more. Judson, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you, Scott. So, again, I'm Judson Ivey, the founder and CEO of Ensemble Health Partners. Ensemble is a revenue cycle company that started in 2014, and today we have almost 7,000 team members, and so we're really proud of the company and the support we provide to our customers.
I mean, it's really amazing to see the remarkable growth that you've had in a relatively short period of time. You know, it seems like it's been longer than that, but it's amazing what you've done. So 6-7 years, thousands and thousands of team on your team today, great clients, great partnerships, great alliances. Talk a little bit about Ensemble and maybe a few points of pride at the company.
Yeah, Scott, I think it's hard to limit it to a few because I'm really proud, but I'm probably a little biased as well as the founder. But I think if I had to name probably the top two or three, I would say, first of all, is our people. When we started the company, you know, we had all been at different points of our career, different places. And the goal was to find the people that were most passionate about helping healthcare and how revenue cycle does that. And it's hard in the sense that, you know, as clinicians, they have intrinsic kind of benefit and motivation to help people. And so what we wanted to do is have that same passion for helping hospitals and health systems in the revenue cycle space. So first of all, it's our people who have consistently delivered not only best-in-class results, but amazing service and servant service to our customers. So I would say our people are the biggest part of my pride. The second has really been our building of relationships with customers. We typically see people call this a vendor relationship. We cringe at that and really say we have partnerships. And I've been super proud of the over 300 hospitals that have selected us to be their revenue cycle partner. And not only have we seen tremendous growth, but also tremendous evolution in how we're helping health systems. So that would probably be the second moment of pride for us. And the third, I would say, is most recent relevant to COVID. During COVID, our customers and the, quite frankly, the world saw unprecedented chaos and a roller coaster for health systems around volumes and regulations and loss of revenue and increased expenses. And what I saw during this time was actually kind of the whole reason why we started this company was to be a partner in good times, but more importantly in bad times. And I saw our team, you know, kind of do whatever it took to help our customers that were struggling and are still struggling with COVID. And so that third sense of pride there is probably more relevant and more recent, Scott, to COVID, but I think a real test of the mettle. And that's where it came out for me to say, look, we got the right group of people and the right group of customers. They're all working together during this really tough time.
And you've done a remarkable job in founding the company, growing the company, great team, great partnerships, and great performance through COVID. So magnificent. Take a moment and talk about, there's all these different issues and trends and revenue cycles of transparency. There's, you know, more customer co-payments and co-insurance, customer responsibility or consumer responsibility. What are some of the big trends that you see in revenue cycle today?
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting time for revenue cycle in the sense that, you know, consumerism is changing the way that we do business. And we've heard that for quite a while, but I think COVID has moved it to the forefront, right? The rapid expansion of telemedicine, but also the rapid expansion of touchless registration and needing to have a kind of a fast track process where people are not hanging out in the lobby and the technology needed to support that. So a rapid kind of not only evolution, but a much accelerated pace to which our customers and partners were moving to previously. You know, when you talk about touchless registration, it sounded like a great idea last year. Today, it's a necessity. I think consumerism and price transparency and making sense of what all that means to how patients select a health system. It's still confusing even when you publish your prices and put them on your website. And how do you help consumers navigate that? And then also, how do you make their experience more retail-like in the sense that, you know, it's a you know, online registration, a tap of a phone. So we're seeing with our partners a much more aggressive and adaptive approach to technology around consumerism. And then I think compressed margins and the recovery from COVID is probably the second largest thing we're seeing. And we're seeing our partners and our health systems focus on, okay, what else do we need to do to maintain a healthy bottom line or to improve the bottom line they have today? They're also very focused on how to stem the tide of losses related to not only COVID, but prior financial performance. And so a very good interest and partnership in how can we become best practice. And I would tell you 5 years ago, people were certainly interested in having good revenue cycle processes, but the number one conversation I have with customers today and our partners is how do we get our revenue cycle to best practice?
Thank you very much. And Judson, you've had this great perspective because you've been a leader in a company before this. You're the founder of this company. This company has had magnificent success. But the traits of leaders, what leaders should be doing, advice for leaders, is often largely the same across different ecosystems and industries. Take a moment and talk about what advice you would give to other leaders in terms of how they handle themselves, what they're doing, how they prioritize, and so forth. What advice would you give other leaders?
Well, Scott, thank you for your kind words. I think my leadership lessons have probably been best learned from two places. One, the mentors that I had, and two, the mistakes I made as a leader. And so I think our role as leaders not only has been evolving, but I know for me and for our team was tested during COVID. And I think it's I keep referencing back to COVID, but I think it's a good example of, you know, leadership theory and leadership practice are two separate things. And so what I have found personally is that transparency, open communication, and vulnerability are probably the most impactful ways that I'm able to lead people. I'll give you maybe an example, is that during COVID, most all health systems saw a 50 to 60% decline in volumes. Well, that directly impacts our business as a revenue cycle provider because our volumes are in line with theirs. And so it represented a potential for a significant reduction in our business. And, you know, you saw a lot of things around how could you kind of, people were saying, well, furlough people and they can go get unemployment and you know, all these various theories on what should happen to employees. And I'd always believed in transparency, but being vulnerable was something that I wasn't very good at. And so we held a town hall with more than 6,000 team members where I had to say, look, I don't have all the answers in the early days of COVID. And I can tell you this, is we're going to do everything possible to save every job and not to have to lay off anybody, which we didn't, which we were successful in doing. But that vulnerability to say, I don't have the answers and I too am scared or nervous, but you have my commitment to fight for you. So I would say, even in the times not of COVID, Scott, my lessons learned have been, it is not about having the best strategic plan. It is not about having kind of the best execution. A lot of it is about motivating people by letting them see that as leaders, we're human too. And part of being vulnerable and transparent is super impactful, I believe, to getting people to buy into the mission and find purpose in the work that we do.
Well, fantastic. And as you look at things going forward, I mean, you've done this great job with Ensemble, and I know how close you are with the health system partnerships that just rely on you and love you, your team. And you've sort of been able to work through at least the first part of this COVID era, and let's hope it's not the COVID era for the next 10 years, let's just hope it is a couple of years or what period of time it is. What do you view as your top priorities now, Judson? How do you look at the next few years and your big three priorities or so?
Yeah, I think for me, it's constant focus on quality, Scott. How do we continue to provide value to health systems? And that is an evolving and moving target every day about what's important to health systems, and there therefore becomes important to us. Two, I would say, how do we continue to be flexible in a way that adapts with the impacts of whether it's COVID or whether it's the next pandemic or crisis, or financial crisis that happens to our health system? So I'm very focused on, as an organization, how do we put together a structure that allows us to be flexible to the needs of health systems that don't change, in a way that is, in many cases, like normal businesses. There are consumer pressures, there are regulatory pressures. And so I'm very focused on how to continue to say, how do we provide value? And then also, how do we adapt to that changing definition of value for our health systems? And probably the third is, how do we begin to accelerate technology to advance revenue cycle, which is historically lagged behind the rest of the world. It frustrates me to no end that we can buy something on Amazon with one click, but we can't also get registered to go to the hospital in one click. It frustrates me that our billers click 13 buttons to get a claim out the door when you can do many things at the bank with one click. So I'm very focused on, Scott, how do we take an advanced technology and revenue cycle to benefit patients and our healthcare provider partners.
Thank you very much. And Judson, how can people learn more about Ensemble Health Partners? Where do people learn more about the company?
Yeah, so Scott, we have a great website. We do also a lot of social media posting, and so I would encourage folks to check that out. And then if you want to learn more, reach out to us. Happy to have a conversation. Either about the company, our culture, or if providers are struggling with a question that may or may not be rev cycle related, we certainly have a large provider network to connect people with and are happy to not only help try to address the problem, but make an introduction. So look forward to that.
Well, fantastic. You've done a remarkable job. I should, now that you've got 6,000-7,000 plus employees, people probably just find somebody on their block that works for Ensemble that you've gotten that big. But thank you for pointing them to the website and social media as well. But it's really unbelievable what you've accomplished. And we thank you so much, Judson, for joining us today and sharing your thoughts with us. Couldn't be a nicer guy who's been as successful as you and your team have been. We appreciate you joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Scott, for all your hard work and diligence in keeping the most important topics of healthcare in the forefront. So thank you for all your hard work, Scott.
Thank you, sir. We're trying. Thank you very much.